This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli. On Tuesday, the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, Virginia, heard the case once again of Virginia's challenge to the new health care law requiring that individuals purchase health insurance. This is phase two of three likely phases, the third, of course, being a final decision from the U.S. Supreme Court. And Mr. Attorney General, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Well, you certainly won the first round with Judge Hudson's decision a number of months ago, and now you're before this panel from the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. How do you feel the questions and the arguments went today?
Well, certainly the Fourth Circuit is what's called a hot bench. They always ask a lot of questions, and today was no exception. And feel like we improved our standing there, which is what we look to do in oral argument. You know, the old joke among lawyers is there are more cases lost at oral argument than won. I think we improved our position by the time we left this morning than when we had come in. So addressing questions primarily on standing and the individual mandate, specifically the regulation by the government of inactivity, the decision not to buy health insurance. And there's a lot of questions about that.
Talk a little bit more about what you meant by improving your standing. Obviously, it was good enough to win at the district court level. What did you think you needed to do today, and how do you think you did it?
Well, when we were the second case to go today, and there was also a case from the Western District of Virginia that went before us, and it was pretty clear coming out of the box where the judges were focusing, and they were pretty aggressive about it. But as we had the opportunity to get up and address some of these questions, what may have been interpretable in the courtroom as sort of a challenge in their question, I took to be receding a little bit, and as they were introduced more thoroughly to our positions, I got the sense there was a little more acceptance of it there.
And talk about that a little bit more. What were some of their initial hesitations?
Well, I don't think the judges ever had resolved for them the activity-inactivity distinction. All the case law up to now on the Commerce Clause has relied on economic activity or activities that affect the economy as being required for regulation under the Commerce Clause of the Constitution, which says that Congress can regulate interstate commerce. That has also been taken to mean can regulate those things that affect interstate commerce. So it's a little more attenuated. But what they're trying to regulate, in our view, is the decision of an individual not to buy health insurance, to do nothing, to be inactive. And I don't think they were ever terribly satisfied with the answer they got from the federal government on that.
Now, from what we heard earlier today, we could have a decision here within just a few weeks. Is that accurate?
Well, probably a couple of months. We're guessing. Your best guess for a month is July.
Okay.
But it could be a little faster. It could be a little slower. But sometime this summer for sure.
And so when does that suggest we might see this before the Supremes?
Well, in their next term, which starts in October of this year and runs through June of next year, is the most likely time window. So I would think that some hearing and order in 2012.
One of the things we saw this morning prior to the arguments was that the three judges involved here, two Obama appointees, a Clinton appointee, so that had some in favor of your position a little bit worried about how this might get referred up to the high court. But it sounds like from what you are saying that there's a decent chance you'll win even on the government appeal at this level.
Well, we never foreclosed that possibility. I mean, there, you know, some judges are more challenging at the outset than others, and we faced our challenges today. But at the same time, this was step two in a three-step process. What we can affect is now out of our hands in step two. We just now await the order. And if we lose, we'll appeal. And if we win, they'll have to decide what to do. And that's just fine with us, too.
Last question before we let you go. One of the things I know you and I have talked about before is the financial impact on the state by being forced to comply with these different provisions of the health care plan. What is your ongoing research telling you about what it's going to cost the people of Virginia and ultimately the people of the country if it's allowed to persist?
Well, it's hard to figure out the country numbers because there's no the only organization you might expect to gather that information nationwide is the federal government, and they don't want to. But in Virginia, we expect it'll cost $20 to $30 million to comply with this, and that means, for your listeners' benefit, just the cost of being prepared to comply with the law. That doesn't get one more person a single Band-Aid of health care. That's different money. So if we have to go through this and pay a good chunk of that money to get ready for this law, and then the Supreme Court essentially displaces the law by ruling the individual mandate unconstitutional and throws out the rest of the statute, then we'd have wasted all that money, as would 49 other states and many in the private sector. So we want to finish as quickly as we can so that we burden the economy as little as possible.
Mr. Attorney General, as you said, the arguments have been made. We'll now await the decision here in phase two of three. Thank you very much for your time with us today.
My pleasure. Good to talk to you, Greg.
Thank you, sir. Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.